Israeli forces have invaded a town in the occupied West Bank at dawn with dozens of armored vehicles. They've arrested over a dozen Palestinians, injuring several. Witnesses say that the military trucks and jeeps were carrying hundreds of Israeli forces. They say the Israeli soldiers conducted house-to-house search operations in Beit Umar, north of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. 18 Palestinians were arrested. Local Palestinian sources say the Israeli troops broke into homes and caused damage to Palestinian property during their search operations. They fired gas bombs and rubber bullets to disperse the Palestinians, trying to keep the Israeli troops away from their homes. Five people were injured. Meanwhile, Israeli vandals have attacked 11 cars in a Palestinian neighborhood of East Jerusalem Al-Quds. It's the latest so-called price tag attack against Palestinian property. The cars were found with punctured tires in Beit Safafa overnight. Israeli police sources say that they've launched an investigation into the incidents. One of the cars has reportedly been spray-painted with a phrase linked to the Israeli army's eviction of settlers. Israeli settlers regularly launch price tag attacks against Palestinians and their religious sites. The acts of vandalism and violence against Palestinians are often done with impunity. Israeli settlers are rarely prosecuted for such crimes. Egypt's petroleum minister says that the country is open to importing natural gas from Israel amid one of its most serious energy crises in decades. Sharif Ismail says the issue of importing gas from Israel will be decided in accordance with the needs and interests of the North African nation. Earlier reports said that companies from both sides were negotiating to deliver Israeli gas to Egypt. The gas export deal between the two sides was terminated by Egypt's state-run gas company in 2012, following the ouster of former ruler Hosni Mubarak. Cairo has been grappling with a growing energy crisis over the past years, but despite this, most Egyptians view the idea of trade with Israel as unacceptable.